This week on American Parlor Songbook, things blossom and bloom as we enjoy a spring potpourri.
Yeah, potpourri's a little pretentious. Use best of. Are you ready? Try it again. Diction, diction, diction.
Coming up on American Parlor Songbook.
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 Not book. Casual, like book.
Book.
Better. Now again.
Coming up on American Parlor...
No, whoa.
What?
But aren't you proud of your country?
Yeah.
Well, then why are you walking all over its name like this? America. Like you love it.
America.
Yeah, that's it. Again.
Coming up on American Parlor Songbook.
A parlor is a warm and inviting place, Julie, not an inner-city morgue. Gentle P, sexy R. Go.
Parlor.
Ooh, I like it, but it seems like it needs a little old-world charm. Cooming oop.
Cooming oop.
Yeah, now tie it all together.
Cooming oop on American Parlor Songbook.
Perfect.
This is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston.
All right, thank you, folks. Now on the other microphone, my second and final wife, Julie Van Dusen. Spring, it's in the air. The grass is greening. The birds are singing. The raccoons are mating. The Republicans are repealing. What I like to do, I like to get outside, right? Breathe in some of that, what's it called? Fresh air. You feel it, you know, deep in your animal mind. For all our calendars and all our clocks, there's nothing like that real deep-down feeling that spring is actually in the air. One morning you wake up, the sun through the curtain. It's a little yellower, you know. You step outside in your robe, you yawn and you stretch. You apologize to the neighbor and close your robe. There's just that feeling inside, you know, on your skin. In your hormones, survival instinct, nesting drive, hunt, gather, smear mud on your body, burn the wicker man. Blossom and bloom, whistle a tune, skip through the park. Oh, it's downright ethereal.
The spring has sprung, the sun is in the sky. The thing has sprung, a twinkle to your eye. You sing, you run, the will is in your hair. Begin, begun, the spring is in the air.
You know, at some point, mankind decided, collectively, I think, to let things pile up through the rest of the year, right? And then come spring, he cleans. Beat out the rugs, pick up after the dog, Craigslist that rowing machine, you fat jerk. Organize and set your life back in order. And then there was me. I'm a vanguard in that respect, and the bathtub in my front yard will tell you loud and clear that I don't need your traditions or your schedules or your safe-to-navigate homes. No. All I need is a good lawyer to help me get out of that kid who got stuck in the lawn freezer case. I'll be fine. But for the rest of you normies, you gotta get up and do it. Unclutter the attic, paint the basement, rake out that garden so you can stop and smell the summers this flower. I mean, flowers this summer. Seasons turn, the circle of life. Life is but a dream, and so on and so on.
The spring has sprung. The sun is in the sky. The thing has sprung, a twinkle to your eye. You sing, you run, the will is in your hair. Begin, begun, the spring is in the air.
As is the tradition, we estimate when the spring's going to arrive with a groundhog, right? This year, though, we're waiting to see if the deep state stays out. If they see their own shadow government and go back into hiding, well, we get 4 more years of Trump. And of course, the Republicans are doing their spring cleaning too, you know, going through the closet, throwing people off their health insurance. The good news is, though, you're not going to have to wait as long for spring now, after all the regulations are lifted. They're going to shorten winter by another few weeks with some of that good old-fashioned trickle-down global warming.
The spring has sprung. The sun is in the sky. The thing has sprung, a twinkle to your eye. You sing, you run, the will is in your hair. Begin, begun, the spring is in the air.
Don't let it all get you down, though. You know, the spring doesn't know from politics. The pretty bluebird is just gonna sing. The orange sun is just gonna shine. everything that lay to rest in the winter asleep under that frost there, born anew to rise and shine in orange and blue and yellow and green and chartreuse and puce. Just as always and as it always will, long after your cares are turned to dust. So we're going to celebrate the spring this week on the program. Nothing too serious, you know. A little of this and a little of that. Stick around, it's going to warm up.
The spring has sprung, the sun is in the sky. The thing has sprung, a twinkle to your eye. You sing, you run, the will is in your hair. Begin, begun, the spring is in the air. Begin, begun, the spring is in the air.
Since 1978, Birdwatchers Digest has delivered the scoop to enthusiasts across the country. Here to peck your ears out with bad jokes and dead bird melodies, J.P. Houston sings the news.
Well, the Red Scare is back. The establishment is pushing conspiracy theories of Russian election tampering. Whether justified or not, it seems we may have found our big scary boogeyman in a familiar place, stirring up ghosts and, well, potentially a new Cold War. Here's a song about that.
Things have been easy since the big curtain fell. We ironed the kinks from the tension we felt. That Russian was brutish, but lovably so. Rode shirtless on horses, put on a show. And we in the West would just snicker and jest. In my country, vodka is best. They say an eye for an eye. They say let sleeping bears lie. But he snored and rolled over and landed the border and annexed the Ukraine's behind. So build the walls, make the calls, sweep the cobwebs and dust from the silo halls. America, stand and swear. DEFCON 3 called the war. Wag the bear. Duck and cover. Sound alarms off. Resurrect old Yakov Smirnoff. Flex your muscles. Throw your gloves down. Bang your chest and whip your shirt off. Build the walls. Make the calls. Sweep the cobwebs and dust from the silo halls. America, stand and swear. DEFCON 3, called the war. Wag the bear, wag the bear. Hawks ascend. DEFCON 3, 2, 1, the end.
As always, I'm sure we're bound to offend someone out there. So if you do have a problem with the content of the show this week, you can reach out to me directly at TheJPHouston on Twitter. You never know, you just might get a response on the air. Now, we're happy to have our musical guest with us this week, a great twin sister folk duo. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bowmans.
Make it last. taste of spring I live in my head, and I try to pretend that I never awoke from last night's dream. That mansion on the hill where we could be little girls and swing on the tire, swing and sing. A vacation in my imagination, 'cause there's nothing out here for me in the middle of February. There's only cold and gray and useless short days that are telling us to sleep, to hibernate. So I dream alone, dream until the first
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
I'm Sashay Veneers, and you are... Up Close. Short. Bucky. Indecisive. All words used to describe Bunks at Donnie Phil. Mistrusted know-it-all and shadow-fearing coward who has been ruining my spring break since 1987. Now, an outspoken animal rights activist, I sat down with Phil to discuss his recent activity with the ASPCA. ASPCA, I know how to read it, says ASPCA.
Those lights are making me thirsty, Sashay. Can I please get some water?
Oh, of course you can, Phil. Next to the pellets in the upside-down baba.
Oh, thank you.
Punxsutawney Phil, from your humble beginnings as an unscientific fuzzball to your current stance as some kind of hairy, wet-nosed Che Guevara, what made you want to bring me down?
Sashay, every other major animal in the animal kingdom has the freedom to come in and out of his hidey hole without a song and dance. You see, the top 1% of the top 1% has been taking us out and holding us up for too long.
So you're a socialist.
I'm a groundhog.
And I'm a member of the Polar Bear Club. Riding a patchouli-scented wave of hippie support, our rubby belly friend has raised more than $40 million for his cause. I decided to drop the pretense and get to the nugget in the nose of the matter. Punksy, there are those, especially me, who think your squinty-eyed dreaming is nothing but dreaming. Isn't it your place to look cute, do a little song and dance, and give me an early spring for once?
I don't happen to agree, Sachet. You see, the city mayors of this world have squeezed us, dropped us, and made us wear little top hats for the last time. What we need in this species is a rodent revolution.
Oh, we got a biting one here.
Sachet, please, the mainstream media, they need to stop belittling me.
But you're so little. But
the issue here is the 1%.
Tiny, like you.
Please, Sachet, I'm being serious
what?
Here. Let me speak.
Bucky, want to talk?
No, the 1%, you see, the 1%.
Oh, you're so cute when you're angry.
But I'm not angry. Sachet,
oh,
just...
you're so cute when you're sad.
Please, if you just listen to me,
Snoopy, I'm... want a nut?
What I want is a nut like every other major animal in the world. What we need is to close the winter loophole where the weathermen of this country use my brothers and sisters as scapegoats. We need plastic balls to climb inside and run around, keep us safe from the city officials. The mayor class needs to do what is right and do their fair share of the shadow making. No more little top hats, no more polka music, no more embarrassing charades. What we need, Sachet, is a revolution.
Aw, would you look at that fuzzy little face?
All right, I'm going back in my hole.
I'm Sachet Veneers, and I humiliated a groundhog. We'll be right back with Taylor Swift!
We're always happy when our next guest can join us on the program, a great voice talent, performance artist, and comedian, here to tell us about her prize-winning pig, April Havashankman.
Gold is blue, this pork or mine is not meant for mincey stew. Ooh, ooh. Victorious pedigree often stumped me, now's an opportunist, I must be plumping. We'll hit the slop, the hi-hat toss, my pig goes oink, my hawk goes boink, and a boink, boink, boink. Hey, what's your oink? Ship chipe. Difference between the two, they say I'm lucky for always seem blue. The bride knew I pay blue, blue, go, 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 blue, wiggly, mine can never, ever, ever, ever be sold, but I picture cat. I'll prove him silly, the press will travel all the way to Philly, the thrust of parade will be a sideshow brigade, while I'm win, now there's no sin. Win, 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 pig, 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 win, 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 pig, 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 come on, Mac, don't hold back, here he comes around the pig trap, come on, pig, make me jig before I take another swing. This little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home, this little piggy had roast beef, and this little piggy, wiggly, 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 wiggly,
April Havashankman. I think it's about time we heard another song from our good friends, the Bowmans.
Tonight I feel the wind of love dream.
with me to be sure that I'm at ease. You rectify me, you intensify me, you magnetize me. But before you leave, let me show you something. There's nothing in my hands, nothing up my sleeve. Just look at my eyes if you don't think I'm listening. And tell me you don't see, just tell me. It's nothing. It's nothing. The place that calls me makes no sense to me. You knew I was gone. I can see how long you stayed. You rectify me, you intensify me, you fascinate me. But before you leave, let me show you something. There's nothing in my hands, nothing up my sleeve, just a smudge on my heart that needs some sorting. And tell me you don't see, just it's not. Is this the end of all that's troubling? I think I've made my circle around the sun. I'll go on and face age with dignity, and you walk with me a while to see it happen.
School was an excruciating, paint-drying, head-against-the-desk-banging slog. Watching the minute hand slowly drag time up the hour like Sisyphus and his dumb rock, every afternoon the same thing, listening to the Charlie Brown trombone teacher whine on and on and on, batting away spitballs from the dumb kid across the room. You were bound there by law, strapped in tight to learn against your will until 3 p.m., and there was only one way out. Get sick. Oh, I loved weekday television, mostly because it meant I wasn't at school. The Price is Right, oily Bob Barker and his 3-foot pencil-thin microphone. It was back when dish soap was 50 cents, and stiff Barbie doll ladies showcasing the showcase stood around looking pretty, and, well, the color saturation was up to 100%, and the lapels were up to 150%. I suspect if a man in 1979 ran too fast, he'd take off. Disease had a field day in our overcrowded city classrooms. A single lice could hop from kid to kid and take out the whole school. We'd have to line up in the hall for head checks and even TB tests. And then, well, in the winter, it was a mucus battlefield, kids dodging sneezes like volleyballers. With all those loose, uncovered sneezes and hacks out there, the flu flew. My mother was nervous. If you were looking for a sustainable energy source back then, harnessing her worry probably would have been a game changer. Her worry we'd be sick was only outfretted by her worry that we'd miss school and flunk out. So to get away with it, I took to chewing up oatmeal cookies and making Ralph sounds, and the old heat up the thermometer trick on the lamp routine. And 1 week, harvesting backyard insects in a phony lice infestation scheme. Yes, I was willing to put bugs in my hair to watch the Merv Griffin show. Contagious, but not sick, was the best kind of school misser. You see, they couldn't let you in the door, but you were just itchy, so you could still play. And once my parents were gone for work, well, I had no qualms about infecting the neighbors, covered in bugs, riding up and down the hills, delivering infestation like a cruel paperboy. Our house was stacked children deep like flapjacks. Not just the ones my parents made, but, well, every kid in the neighborhood trotting in and out of that place. Well, it was a 3-bedroom, semi-detached brick petri dish. But we were tougher back then. Back in the halcyon pre-hand sanitizer golden age, when you could touch raw chicken without diving for cover, and when your can-cutting ginsu knife could go straight to an onion and not salmonella kill the whole family. In just a few years, everybody'd freak out and start doing dishes in hazmat suits, but for now, we were safe to ride our helmetless skinny skateboards straight into an E. coli pond if we saw fit. Sister Nikki was the first to go down. A single red dot between her Christy McNichol bangs. And by the next day, she was red-riddled like a Godfather hit. She was immediately quarantined out of the 3-shared bed and cordoned off on her own. Don't touch your sister, she's contagious. Well, realistically, Mom, she's been contagious all along. Just stay away from her, or I'll get what she's got and I'll miss a week of school. In the Canadian classroom, we were being Clockwork Orange tortured by our gentle ex-hippie teachers. Out behind the school, there was a bin filled with discarded traditional folk songs. A lonely she'll be coming around the mountain, a dejected on top of Old Smoky. When those Woodstockers became our teachers, they threw the lot of them out and they forced us to sing Gordon Lightfoot songs. I can still, to this day, tell you more than I should know about Lake Gitche-Gumee. I saw those red dot chicken pox as a surefire way out. And easy time, too, a few itches, big deal. A fair trade for a week of hot dogs and Flintstones reruns. Oh, don't touch your sister. Sure, I won't touch my sister when you're looking. The defense was tight. Separate rooms, strict bathtub order, staggered mealtimes. I looked for a way around the laundry. Oh, yes, that unguarded clothes pile in the basement. I'm just going to go down and listen to some records, slip down the stairs, turn up Billy Joel for cover, and dive in the pile, roll around, hoping for some secondhand stray germ or two. Nothing. The clock was ticking. Once those dots dried up, I'd be out of luck. Stuck back in the classroom at the bottom of the great lake they call Gitche-Gumee. I tried rubbing my face on the doorknob to the quarantine room. Nothing. Those chicken pox had bounced around the house and itched out 5 siblings without so much as a spot on me. Near misses as I reached for a sip from a discarded juice box smacked out of my hand just in time by my eagle-eyed mother. You know, Warden, you can't be everywhere always. If you so much as blink, I'll be into those sweet, sticky germ juices faster than you can say Andromeda strain. And then I saw it. A window in the security. All I had to do was stay awake long enough. I lay up in bed, toothpicks propping my eyes open, because I knew, after an hour of Dom DeLuise laughing it up on The Tonight Show, my dad would shut off the set, go upstairs, and hit the hay. I slithered out of the bed and listened carefully at the vent. Da-da-da-da-da, click. Then the stairs, creak, click, lights out. Make your move, kid, make it count. I commando crawled down the hall up to the forbidden door and gingerly creaked it open, just enough to snake through against the wall. Shh, 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 careful. Careful, careful, and as gentle as a Bob Ross stroke, I brushed against my sister's arm. The dull sun broke the brown blinds and hit my sleep-stuck eyes in the morning. I heard the kitchen below in early action. Another day in the day school, Peter, Paul, and Mary Doldrums. Peel back the covers and yawn and stretch and scratch. Wait, was that a scratch or a scratch? A scratch or a scratch? Scratch scan down my arm past the three-week-old stick-on anchor tattoo. Freckle, 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 spot. Thank contagious Jesus, a genuine bona fide chicken pox spot. Free at last, I ran down the hall to my mom. See, see, chicken pox. Have fun at work, Mom. Chicken pox. And then, like a pathetic infected king with a big bowl of ice cream, Bob Barker on the big square TV box, and a week of the most terrible, excruciating, burning, itching, and tingling, worth every scratch.
Fading down for a day out of class. Catch a case for a 7-day pass. Pox and scars and playing catch with the sun and shooting jacks with the stars when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook. And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
For your account balance, press 1. To report a lost or stolen card, press 2. For questions about our service fees, hang up.
All right, 1, I guess.
Your call is important to us. Remain on the line and listen to General MIDI Saxophone.
All right, I guess I like Kenny G as much as the next guy. Not bad. All right, that's enough of that. 0. Just push 0. Get the operator. For the love of God, 0. 0. I'm pushing 0 now. I'm going to hold it down for 0. 0. Come on. 0.
Hello, Cellnet Wireless. What number are you calling about?
I was calling the bank.
Oh, this is the bank of...
Arizona.
Arizona, right. It is, yeah. For your security, what was the name of your first pet?
Mrs. Princess Pony Kitty.
All right. Mr. Gordon, how can I help you?
Well... It looks like your bank's trying to foreclose on my house.
No, so. You would have received a 30-day notice, sir.
Yeah, I did, and I called, but I was connected to some kind of technical support.
And were you able to resolve the software issue?
The issue was with my mortgage.
I'm afraid that is foreclosed, sir.
That's why I'm calling, because I...
Once a mortgage has been foreclosed, the bank will begin repossession.
The issue here is that I never had a mortgage with your bank in the first place.
That's right, sir. Unlimited texts and calls.
No, this was for the mortgage.
With your previous foreclosure, I'm afraid you wouldn't qualify for a mortgage, sir.
All right. Look at your screen. Type my name in.
All right.
Do you see any record of a mortgage with your bank?
I'm afraid we have no record of you, sir.
Wait, other than my savings account.
I'm sorry, that was closed, sir.
There was $5,000 in that account.
Before penalties.
Well, what penalties?
For the missed payments.
For the mortgage that I never had.
That's right, sir.
You're taking my house, aren't you?
That's right, sir.
All right.
Have we answered all your questions about your phone service today?
No.
All right, you have a nice day, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for April Havashankman.
So they say if you stick in show business long enough, eventually you'll lose it. That's what they say. You know, I've been in Hollywood for, 30 years and a half, You know, that nasty place. You know, the palm trees and the big swimming pools, yeah, You know, that nasty place, Hollywood, yeah, this big smog in the sky, yeah. You know, people sit outside by the swimming pool every day. They drink the orange juice, yeah. You know, they cut it here, they cut it there, they make it skinny, yeah. It's not true. Take a good look at me because I'm the example. Everything belongs to me, nothing is false. Thank you very much. Except for my hair. It's bleached. Yeah, you know, and bleach it. Makes me feel like a big movie star, yeah? You know, so bleach it, you know? Makes me feel so starchy. Yeah, it's soft like starch, yeah? I'm so starry tonight, no? I'm so starchy tonight, yeah? Hollywood, yeah, you know, people talk too much in Hollywood. But they don't say nothing, yeah, nothing. Yeah. Stick around for the jokes. Yeah, you know. It's a Hollywood thing. You know, I can't decide if I look more like Shelley Winters or Baby Jane Hudson. I'm writing a letter to Daddy. I don't know. You know, I'm just missing the beauty mark. Yeah. You see, I'm perfectly sane. Ha. But of course, why wouldn't Katherine Hepburn be perfectly sane? Ha. Whoever devised the notion that an artist must be mad is beyond me. Ha. Why, I'm just perfectly sane. Why, you could ask anyone at the yacht club. Why, I'm just yar. Why, I'm just as sane as a ginger girl in a hula skirt. I might wiggle and I might wobble, but I certainly don't gobble. You see, I wear mystique like some woman wear perfume, strong and very noticeable. Yes, you see, I'm perfectly sane. Yes, but of course the artist must be a little bit mad, you know? They must lose a marble from here to there, you know, every once in a while. Yeah, ciao, marble. Goodbye. Don't get fed at the road at all. Yeah, see, I'm not crazy. I'm just careful. Don't walk under a ladder, never spill salt, put your ears if you happen to be talking about the deceased when you sneeze. Don't sing before breakfast, don't whistle at night, don't drink the last drop, don't eat the last bite. And God forbid somebody steps over you, make them step back immediately or never grow another inch. Knock on wood. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Why, hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's me. Me who? Carol. Carol who? Janine, yes. The applause trickles off the wings. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing. One of my old favorite songs from way back when. Yes, wait, stop the music. Where was I? Oh, yes, losing myself again. I don't know why, but I feel so Patsy Cline tonight. Grandi, zogoranja, zaja, zogoja. Zondu, gula, zuchola, vaja, dava, java. There's no business like show business, there's no business. Grandi, gula, zidora, zidora. Could you hear me, I can't go on with the scene. I'm too happy. Do you mind if I say a few words, Mr. DeMille? I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be back in the studio making a big show again. This is my life. It always will be. There's nothing else. Just us and the cameras and all those wonderful people out there in the dark. And now, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my clip song.
Grazie, volate la mano, grazie.
All right, let's hear it for April Havashankman, everybody. Some wild stuff.
We have just about enough time for one more song tonight, so Sarah Bowman, half of the Bowman sisters here, also performs with her husband, Rene Cole Burrell. Now, here they are with one of their great original songs, Ladies and Gentlemen, Famous October.
Wish me well, I'm on my way to drown myself in a wishing well. Why do so, you wanna know to only I saw a castle in the air that I could share with a beautiful bride. Each morning I rose with the sun. I knew someday that she would come my way. I yearned until the moon came out, which light silver clouds we would lay. When she appeared out of the rain, she handed me a grain for us to. I felt the harvest time would yield a golden field, but how's I to know? I was climbing up ropes of sand, holding on hopes of sand. To the bottom of the wishing well, I'll die. I'll drain the well or drown myself. I'll pull the plug so love can be revived. 'Cause I was climbing up ropes of
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. Now, APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX. You can find information about the program by visiting our website. Yes, Martha, what is it?
Why is there confetti in my shorts?
You sat on the cannon.
I like where this is headed. Tell me more.
I'm not surprised you don't remember, Martha. It was shortly after you drank your way out of the punch bowl.
It isn't a party without a little libation.
It wasn't a party. It was a meeting of the Condo Board Association.
Why would there be booze at a condo board meeting?
Well, that's what we were all asking ourselves when you popped the bra nozzle and flooded the punch.
Best $2,000 I ever spent.
What, on the liquor? $2,000?
No, on the bra, you fruit. When Randy made my Oscar dress for 72, I had him rig it up.
I wondered why you kept hunching over that night.
He added the straw for 73.
Ah, and that would explain Ed McMahon's sudden attachment. And I rolled him out in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, you could have at least dumped him into a taxi.
Well, I'm only legally responsible to the curb, Martha.
Gosh.
it had a soft landing on Dom DeLuise.
That was quite the pile-up, wasn't it?
Unrivaled until today's catastrophe.
That's right. Where were we?
Well, you were spiking the punch.
Perfect.
You downed a few and then stumbled up to the podium.
Like Ava Perone.
Shoved poor Mr. Henkel aside and snatched the microphone.
Ooh, a torch song.
Oh, there was a fire, all right.
Yes, a fire in the hearts.
No, in their curtains. You declared victory and then dropped the microphone into a pitcher of water.
What did I win?
A vandalism conviction.
I'm Banksy.
The PA system, it went up like a Roman candle.
You have to have fireworks if you want to wow the voters.
Oh, we were only there to organize the spring garden party.
Yes, and if it weren't for my campaign, we'd be stuck sipping tea and listening to a Perry Como impersonator.
Actually, we were closing in on a Humperdinck.
What we need is a hot combo and yours truly up front.
Ah, and there it is. The real story. But once again, it's all about making you the center of attention.
Nonsense. I just want everybody to have a little fun for once.
A pleasant tea party can be fun, Ma.
If you're old.
I hate to break it to you, dear, but we're old.
Speak for yourself. I'm not even middle-aged.
Oh, if you make it to 180, sure.
I'm 37.
Please, Mother, we've been married for 60 years.
It's a state of mind.
It's a state of denial.
Well, you're right. I do deny it. I deny sitting around and wasting away day after boring day.
Well, today certainly wasn't boring.
Did I win?
Oh, not yet, dear.
What do you mean?
After the fire was put out, we took the vote.
And?
And it was 14 for the tea party and 14 for your Caligula theme. And just as the deciding vote was about to be cast, you pulled the fire alarm. The sprinklers went off. You shouted, "Look at me, I'm Esther Williams," stripped down to your unmentionables, and proceeded to flop around in the puddles like a sick fish.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious. The room was evacuated, and the final vote was left in the balance.
So I didn't get to do my big speech?
Not unless it was those dolphin noises.
All right, who's the decider?
I'll give you a hint. He's handsome. He writes a good tune, wears a nice suit
you?
Now and again. The one and only.
I'm boned.
Oh, you know I do love a good tea party, Martha.
Good people of Shady Palms.
Wait, what are you doing?
Convincing you.
Doubtful.
Humor me.
All right.
Good people of Shady Palms, we have come to a crossroads. Go gentle into that good tea party, or rage. Rage against the boring of our lives!
Oh, brother.
Do we let the ravages of time drag us across the rocks? Or do we kick our nimble feet and swim out against that tide? Oh, you do your worst, old man time. I got something you ain't never gonna have. I got a will. I got a spark. And all hot done, and I've got a burning deep down inside that says I ain't over yet. So you light up those torches, raise up that tent, bang on those drums, and let's get wild one more time. You just sit right down and shut up tomorrow. I'm gonna pull that moon in a little bit closer, and you're gonna watch me dance until the morning comes a-begging for mercy. Ride that sun up into the sky like an untamed stallion in the spring. Yeah! Burn it, baby! Ride till we die. Yeah! Never surrender. Ride! Ride! Ride!
Martha, wake up.
Where am I?
Shh, it's okay, dear.
How did I get into bed?
I'm afraid you got a little carried away with your speech, and I had to lift you over here.
My hero.
Oh, I may or may not have had a little help from the wheelbarrow.
Did I win?
Yes, dear. You convinced the very last holdout.
You do realize this means you're going to have to wear a toga.
It's to be expected.
And we're going to dance all night, Wendell.
I'll have the paramedics standing by.
And when the very last stragglers finally go home, you're going to pour me one more nightcap, sit me down at the piano, and play my favorite song.
Oh, which one is that, dear?
It's the one you sing me every night.
Oh, you must mean this one.
Yes, of course I do.
Okay, just close your eyes and I'll practice while you dream.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. All your fears run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinhole skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say, though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.
Good night.